bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 9th chapter of Genesis. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. In North America, if you hadn't been looking for it, you might well have missed the story reporting Queensland, Australia has been suffering through some massive flooding. The area affected by the rising waters is larger than France and Germany combined. In short, it is a great disaster, and our hearts and prayers go out to those folks who have or are in danger of losing much of what they own. On the other hand, when I read the story carried by the BBC, I was taken somewhat aback by the description of the flood given by Andrew Fraser, the state treasurer. He called the flood a disaster of biblical proportions. I think Andrew needs to do some reading in Genesis. If he does, he will find in Queensland nobody is building a giant boat, the animals aren't lining up two by two, the tops of the mountains aren't being covered, and most people have been able to load up their really important belongings and drive to a safer place. There's one other reason I'm pretty sure what is happening in Queensland isn't a flood of biblical proportions. God said he wouldn't allow such a flood to ever happen again. Which takes us to the point of the devotion, the promises of God. In contrast to many people in this sinful world, when the holy God gives his word to do something, he keeps it. Period. End of reading. If he promises never to send a global flood, you can be sure it's not going to happen. If he promises to send his son to be our substitute who will be sacrificed to save us from sin, Satan, and death, you can count on it. And if he promises to be with you always, or listen to your prayers, or help carry your burdens, you can believe these things too. All of which ought to be a comfort to you, as well as the folks of Queensland, Australia, who are suffering through a flood of less than biblical proportions. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today we pray for all those whose lives and property are in danger. We pray that they might be spared these pains and problems. May we all, in whatever circumstance we find ourselves, turn to and trust in Jesus. In His name, Amen.